don't just protest, but we protestify, proclaim how things can be made right.
Hi, I'm Laura Locke, editor of Colby Times. Having a conversation with Shane Claiborne is a soul-expanding experience. His courage and his wide-ranging life experiences have given him an inner wisdom and a very articulate vision of what it truly means to be a welcoming and loving follower of Jesus. Plus, he's also a whole lot of fun to be around. Here are a few of his insights from our chat together.
One of the things that Richard Rohr talks about is the best critique of what's wrong is the practice of something better, you know, and I think that's what we are trying to demonstrate and discover, you know, and live out. Mother Teresa, Mark is definitely here from when she said what's important is not how much we do, but how much love we put into doing it. We're not trying to do great things, but small things with great love. And I think even to live in simplicity kind of looks like poverty, you know, to some people when you choose to not just accumulate more and more stuff. In our culture, it can look like poverty, but then you go on the other side of the world and you see that, like, this is how a lot of the world lives, you know, is simply or in desperate poverty. So, and I think that we do want to commit to end desperate poverty and suffering in the world. And one of the ways that we do that is by choosing to align ourselves closer to the suffering of the world and to lean in to the places that, you know, other people are trying to move away from. And that's exactly what happens in Jesus. You know, God puts skin on and moves in among us and is born as a refugee and dies on the cross. You know, this is a little different in Canada, but what I think is true in the U.S. is that the death penalty wouldn't stand a chance without Christians. We've been the theological backbone and the moral justification of the death penalty. 85% of executions in the last 40 years have happened in the Bible Belt, you know, and so I think that is very troubling to me. And one of the things that I think is helpful is to have this, what a lot of Catholics have done so well is have a consistent life ethic, you know, that pro-life from the womb to the tomb, and to see the movement of being for life, not just as limited to abortion and not synonymous with pro-birth, but actually that we want to stand against death, and that should shape how we think about gun violence and war and the environment and the death penalty and the movement for black lives and racial injustice. And so all of those are immigration, refugees. These are all issues of life and death that I would love to see us more consistent on. And I think, you know, what's so problematic in the U.S., the two-party system, that neither party or camp has a consistent ethic of life. But I think it's one of those things that we shouldn't compromise on. We should really continue to proclaim life across the board. And so I think that's really resonating with a lot of young folks, is a consistent life ethic.
Many thanks to Shane Claiborne for spending time with us, and also to the very talented Robert Farmer for sharing his lovely music.